Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masachet Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Amud Bet, about to take a look at the next clause in the first Mishnah, way back on Daf Tzadi, and that is the fourth category of people who do not have a chelek on by, added by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Afakore bisfarim hachitzonim." We will see further categories of Rabbi Akiva later on in this podcast, but we'll start with this. What are Sfarim HaChitzonim, outside books? Now, in modern parlance, Sfarim HaChitzonim is a reference to the Apocrypha, and that will play a great role in what we look at here. First, Tana is Sifrei Minim. Some of the Gusar would have Sifrei Tzdukim, but that's clearly a mistake or a censored version. It's Sifrei Minim, which means the really books of the Christians, evidently a reference to the New Testament. Now, Rav Yosef doesn't say that reading Sefer Ben Sira, and I put a note on the history of Sefer Ben Sira on the handout, that gets you no chelek olam haba. It just says you're not allowed to read it. Now, Amar Le Abaye, my Tama, what's the reason you can't read Sefer Ben Sira, the one book of the Apocrypha that we have in the original Hebrew, that dates back to about the year 200 BCE? If it's because in Sefer Ben Sira, in the Aramaic section, it says, don't rip the fish's skin from this particular place of its ear, but rather fry it right away. If you read it like Pshat, then that's already in the Torah. You're not allowed to destroy things wantonly, and that's what it means. If it's meant as a metaphor, or a chara kamashmal, it's teaching you the proper thing to lo levo shalokadarka, not to have relations shalokadarka. In other words, either you read it as shad or metaphor, either way, it's a proper statement. So, elamishum dechtiv ba la'avua matmonet bat la'avua le'avia matmonet shav, that a girl is a vain gift to a father, mipachta lo yishav alayla, he never sleeps at night because he's so afraid, kanutasha matipate, when he's a little girl, he's afraid that she's going to get seduced. But now Rutasha Matizne, which is an Ara, he's afraid she might be lascivious. Bagra Shemalotina Say, if she's older, he's afraid she won't get married. Niseit Shemalotilabanim, afraid she won't have kids. He's Kina Shematasek Shafim, when she's older, afraid she'll get involved in new sorcery. Rabbananami Amrua, that's something the rabbis also said. If Sharlam below Shemalon Kevota, Shemi Shemanav Scharim, Oilo, the Mishavanav Nikevot, they also expressed a sentiment. As they said, the world needs both boys and girls, but happy is the one who has boys. So in other words, so far, everything we've seen in Ben Sira that could be objectionable is really something that's in the Tanakh or in Chazal. So, don't let worry come into your heart, because even the mightiest people get killed by worry. That's something Shlomo said. Da'agam b'lev isha shchana. If you have fear in your heart, then yashchana. What does that mean? Get it out of your heart. Go tell somebody else about it. But either way, get rid of it. It's not good to have worry in your heart. If it's because it says in Ben Sira, don't have a lot of people in your house. So Rabbi said the same exact thing. And he reads Ishraim Litroeah as a play on words on Rea, that people, if you have a lot of friends, you're going to become weak because you're so busy entertaining and taking care of them. Ella Mishum Dichti, because it has the silly line, Zal Dekan, if somebody has a weak beard, Kurtaman, he must be a sharp person. Av Dekan, if he has this kind of beard, then Sachsan, Tanafach Pachise, Lotzachi, if he drinks, blows into his cup, he's not really thirsty. Because if he was thirsty, he would drink right away. Amar my echol lachma, if he says, what can I dip my bread in? Lachma savine, take the bread away from him. He's not really hungry. Man di itle ma barta bedikne, if he has a gap in his beard. Kuli amal lo yachale, nobody could beat him. He's too brilliant. So these are just kind of silly statements. That's the reason. So Rav Yosef then, who was the one who introduced Ben Sira as a problem, said, mili malaita di itbe darshin le lehu. The good words in Ben Sira, not only we study, but we even darshin. Isha tova matana tova, mechek yalei Elohim tinatein. He says in Ben Sira, a good woman is a good gift. She lies with the one who fears God. It's like a gift to the one who fears God. Isha ra'at sarat the balaf. A bad woman's like sarat to her husband. My takante, what should he do? Yarshan beitov yiparpemit sarato. Divorce her and get rid of his sarat. Isha yafa, pretty woman. Ashrei Baalar, husband is happy. Mispar Yamav Kiflayim. His days are like twice as long. Ha'aleim Einacham Eshet Chain, but keep your eyes away from an attractive woman who's somebody else's wife. Penti Lached Mitzunatai, you make a trap by her. Al Tat Eitzel Baalar Mitzuchim Moyan V'Shechar, don't hang out with her husband a lot. Drink. Many people were killed because of a beautiful woman. Atzuvim kol haruga, which is again, much of this is paraphrasing Mishlei. Rabim ayu pitzei rochel. Many people were hurt by the rochel, the salesman, hamargilim edvar erva, who they're so accustomed going door to door, they generate erva. Nitzotz mavir gachel, but like a spark, fires up the coal. Just like a coop is filled with birds, so their houses are filled with deceit. You should have a lot of people who like you, but only share your secrets with one out of a thousand. And keep your mouth closed from the one who lies with you. Means don't give all your secrets away to your wife. Al tatzar tzarat machar. Don't worry about tomorrow. Ki lo tedam eled yom. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Shema l'chay neno. Maybe you won't be here tomorrow. Minim tzavit tzar olam sheno shalo. And you're worried about a world that's not even yours. Kol yimei ani ra'im. We'll look at this a little bit later also. At Sira Omer Afelot. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, and again, you see Mishlei and Ben Sira are very much bouncing off each other. Ben Sira is really riffing off of Mishlei. Kol yimei ani ra'im. All the days of the poor man are bad. So Ben Sira Omer Afelot. Even his nights are bad. V'shefel gagim gago, this is Ben Sira. His roof is lower than all of the roofs. Uvmrom harim karmo, and his vineyard is higher than everybody's vineyard. So therefore, mimtar gagim gago, all the rain from other roofs go on his roof. And far karmo l'kromim, and all of the good dirt from his karem, from his vineyard, go on to other kromim. Okay, now, Amar Bizer Rav, my dichtiv kol yimei ra'im. Let's see what this means. Elu balei Talmud. It's a famous drasha we saw in Babatra. This is a reference to Balei Talmud, who are always suffering and never really feel accomplishment. Tov Lev Mishteh Tamid, the second half of it, is somebody who's happy, is always having a party. Elu Balei Mishnah, they finish Masachet, another Masachet. Very easy. Rava Marivcha. Rava said the exact opposite of that. Hainu Damar Amashash Meshmeh, Rava Maidichti, Masiya Manim Yatsev Mahem, somebody who carries rocks will become weak for them or sad because of them. Elu Balei Mishnah. It's a lot of diligence, not much excitement. Okay, it seems it's a chenbam, but one who chops wood will become rich because of that. Elu balei Talmud, because there's where the wealth is. Chanina omer kol yimei ani ra'im zeh mi sheyesh lo isha ra'a. Bad life, that's a bad wife. Tov lei mishteh tamid zeh sheyesh lo isha tova, good wife. Bi'an omer kol yimei ani ra'im zeh yistani, so he's fastidious. He's always, things are never good enough for him. Tov lei mishteh tamid zeh shna toyefa. Somebody who's comfortable and relaxed. Bi'ochon omer kol yimei ani ra'im zeh rachmani, that's somebody who is compassionate, he's always giving things away, and his life is rough. Tov le mishtat tamid, somebody has a party, zeh achzori, somebody who's cruel, he never gives anything away. Shem levi amar kol yimei ani ra'im, zeh shedato k'tsara. That's somebody who is very picky about things. V'tov le mishtat tamid, zeh shedato rechava. Good. Rav Shem levi, kol yimei ani ra'im, so famous question. Shimon Levi said, after all, it says all the days of the poor man are bad, but what about Shabbos and Yantif? Well, the answer is Kiddush Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, Shinui Vesa Tchilat Cholim Ayin. When you change your eating habits, that's the beginning of getting sick. In other words, even if you eat well on Shabbos, but if you didn't eat well all week, then it's also different. Now, Tana Rabbanan, HaKorei Pasuk Shel Shir HaShirim Ve'Oseh Oto K'min Zemer. If you read a Pasuk from Shir HaShirim and make it like a song, you read a pasuk in a wedding hall or a bar, and it's not the proper time for that pasuk. Why? The Torah puts on sackcloth. The Torah says before, your children have made me like a kinor that the silly people play with. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Torah, what do you want them to do when they're eating and drinking? If they're Tanakh people, let them study that. If they're people of Mishnah, let them study that. And if they get involved in discussions about law, Let them get involved in the halachot that are timely. But if you read a pasuk in the proper time, and you bring good into the world, something in its proper time, that's really good. Now, the next thing that Rabbi Akiva introduced was lochesh al hamakah. If you say an incantation over a wound and say the pasuk, im shamoa tishma. Rabbi Yochanan, uvaro kekpa. It's only if you also spit. But it's really inappropriate to say Shem Shamayim over something that you spit on, because it's too degrading. And that's one level. Even if you say a different pasuk, not just Im Shamo Atishma, another pasuk about healing, Negatzarat Ki Tiyah Be'Adam, and use that as an incantation. Any pasuk, use any pasuk for medicinal purposes, that's a violation of this law. Tana Rabbanan, Sachinu Ashashin Rei Me'ami Shabbat. You're allowed to rub oil in and massage the kishkas on Shabbat to make a person feel better. V'lo chashin l'chishat nechashim v'akrivim v'shabbat. And you're allowed to whisper an incantation against snakes and scorpions on Shabbat. U'mavirin kli al gav ma'ayin v'shabbat. You're allowed to put like kli over the eye if it's been hurt, like sort of like an ice pack would be on Shabbat, a cold kli. It's only things otherwise not muktzah. No nital asur. So it's got to be something you're allowed otherwise to move. You're not allowed to invoke shedim, demons on Shabbat. This is for medicinal purposes. And why b'chol asur? Not because of darkei mori, but because it's dangerous. Either ain halachak or b'yosi. After b'yosi lomra, it should be halachak or b'yosi. After b'yosi lomra, ela mishum sakanat. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef to Ivla Ba'arza. Something magical happened. There was an incantation. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef got swallowed up into a cedar tree. Avid le Nisa Paka Arza Palte. Some Nisa happened and the cedar tree threw him out. But he got sucked in there because of summoning a shade. Tanavar Sachim Hashashim Neimayim Shabbat. We had about Shelo Yaseg Derech Shu Oseh B'Chol. You have to do it differently than Chol, like a Shinui. Hechi Avid, what do you do differently? Recham Rechanin Amar Sach V'Chakach Mashmesh. First you put the oil in, then you rub. You do them together. These are different takes on what's different. Tanabonin. Sarei shem and sarei beitzim mutarin lishol bayan. These are different shadim that are used with oil and with eggs. You use them to summon them. You're allowed to summon them. But beiteng avu leilai. Lo chashin al shemen shebikli. You can make an incantation on shemen that's in a vessel. But not on the hand. That's too dangerous. Again, this is material that most of us really do not understand, and I include myself. Therefore, you can take shemen shebayad, if it's in your hand, and rub it on, because there's no incantation associated with it. But not if it's in a kli. So, he came to a particular house. They brought him oil in a vessel. Shaf, he took it. Nafkan leit simcha biape. He rubbed it on his face, and grass started growing out of his face. Nafak l'shuk, he went out to the shuk. Chazita ayita, a woman saw him. Amra, zika d'chemet kachazina hacha. I see this particular incantation. Avdali milta v'itzi, she healed him. Rav Abba l'Rabbi Marmeri k'tiv, kol machal shesam nisvav l'asim l'acha ki ane adu rai fecha. Now to the pasuk, it's the focal point of this. All disease I won't put on you because I heal you. K'miachash l'osam r'firu olama. What if he's not going to put the disease, what do you need refuah for? Rav Yachan, Rav Yochan, this is what Rav Yochan explained. K'raz zem yatzmoni drash. If you listen to the mitzvot, I won't put the machala at all. If you don't listen, asim, but nonetheless, I will still heal you. So in other words, ideally, you listen to the mitzvot, you don't get this at all. Now, big story about Rabbi Eliezer. We've already seen one story in Masechet about Rabbi Eliezer before he died. It's a different story. Rabbi Eliezer, Chasut Hamidav Levakro, students came. Amarlan, Chema Azai Yesh Ba'olam. There's great divine anger in the world. Itchilu Hein Bochin, Rabbi Akiva Masachet. This should sound familiar. The other visitors started weeping. Rabbi Akiva started laughing. So they said, why are you laughing? So again, Amarlan, Rechim Atem Bochim, why are you crying? Exactly like the story at the end of Makot about seeing the Mikdash. Amrulo, Afshar Sefer Torah, Sharui B'tzar. Here, the Sefer Torah is suffering. Rabbi Lozer. Falonifke, we shouldn't weep. That's why I'm laughing. I see my Rebbe, who's so successful, his wine never goes bad, and his flax never goes bad, v'ein shimno mavish, and his oil never goes bad, v'ein duvshano matvish, and his honey never goes bad, all the things he owns stay well. Amarti shemachas v'shalom kibel Rebbe olamo. I was afraid that maybe Rebbe Lezer got all of his schar in this world. But now I see him suffering, and I'm happy for him. So Rabbi Lezer turned to Rabbi Akiva and said, did I leave anything out from the Torah? You taught us the Pasuk. Nobody's perfect. So clearly there had to be something that you're missing, and that's why you're suffering. Now we have another story about the last days of Rabbi Eliezer. Four Zakenim came to visit him. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lozman, Azari, Rabbi Kiva. Now Rabbi Tarfon, V'yamar, Tova atah li'Yisrael mitipah shel gshamim. You are better than a drop of rain. Tipah shel gshamim ba'olam hazeh, Rabbi ba'olam hazeh, ba'olam hava. That only lasts in this world, and you're in this world, the world to come. You bring us to the world to come through your teaching. Rabbi Shua, V'yamar, Tova atah li'Yisrael, Yotemi galgal chama. You're better than the sun. Galchama ba'olam hazeh, Rabbi ba'olam hazeh, ba'olam hava. The sun is only in this world. Now, Rabbi Lezer and Azari Mar Tova tell Yisrael, "Yotem me av va'em." You're better than parents. Sha'av va'em ba'olam hazeh. They bring you to this world. Rabbi Olam hazeh ba'olam hava. It's similar to the sugya at the end of the second parak of Bilmatzia. Now, Rabbi Kiva Mar Chavim Yisurin. Everybody's saying these great things. Rabbi Kiva turns around and said, "Aren't Yisurin great?" Ramam Samchuni v'Ashma Divrei Akiva Talmidi. Lift me up. I want to hear what Akiva, my student, says. From Chavim Yisurin. Amar Akiva Zumin Aynach. Where do you know this from? Mikrani Dorei Sham. It's a pasuk. Menashe was 12 when he became king, and he ruled for 55 years. And he was terrible in God's eyes. Chizkiyahu, meaning Menashe's father, was one of the people who wrote down some of the Mishalim of Shlomo. You think Chizkiyahu taught everybody else? He didn't teach his son. All the work he did with his son, the only thing that helped Menashe get him Zach together, in spite of all the great Torah that Chizkiyahu taught him, was his Yisuri. That's why Ashur came to attack. They tied him up in chains and took him to Bavel. The same pasuk that in our Mishnah is used by Rabbi Yehuda to claim that Menashe and Mishnah Bet, that Menashe did get Olam Haba, and Meshechi Adonai Elohim. And Menashe finally was so oppressed by the king of Ashur, and that he ended up getting taken to Bavel, that he accepted Hashem was the God. So you see, Yisurin are very beautiful because they brought him to an understanding that even all the Torah that his great father taught him couldn't help. Three people came with complaints to God. Kayin, Esav, Menashe. Kayin dichtiv gadol ha'onim inso. Kayin says to God, my sin is too great for you to bear. 600,000 people are going to sin in front of you. You're going to forgive them in the desert. Can't bear my sin? Esav dichtiva brachachi achad hi lecha avi. He says to Yitzchak, you only have one bracha to give me? You gave it to Yaakov, you can't give me any? Menashe v'tchila kara le'elohot harbei, sof kara le'elohe avotav. First he davened to all these other gods, then he finally davened to Hashem, and he complained, and he said, now, Abba Shaul Omer, this goes now back to the end of Mishnah Aleph, where Abba Shaul added a sixth category of those who have no chelek olam haba, which is hauget Hashem b'yoto tav. That is, if you explicate and say God's name with its letters. Tana uvigvulin. First of all, it's only outside of the Mikdash. V'lashon aga. Aga here, it seems to be like in a circle, meaning you're sitting around with friends and schmoozing. You're not using it for instruction, for education, for prayer, for some noble deed, but rather just for schmoozing, and it's outside of the Mikdash. That's the only place where you would say that if you say Hashem's name that way, you have no chelek in Olam Haba. We'll pick it up in the next podcast with Mishnah Bet. We'll go back and read Mishnah Bet on Daf Tzadi and then go to Kuf Aleph Amud Bet. We will see the first piece of the Gemara discussing the kings and the citizens who have no chelek Olam Haba. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.